let me ask you, if you will, to get your songbooks back out and turn to number 186. 186. Every now and then I like to change things up just a little bit and do what I sometimes call a song sermon. And I like us, if my voice will hold out, to look at various songs tonight that have to do with Jesus. And we've been looking in some lessons here recently about Jesus and his sacrifice. And I'd like us, if we can, to focus our thoughts on those themes about Jesus, but to do so in song. And the first song that I want us to look at and to sing is number 186, I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Isaac in his prayer expressed it, and indeed it is an amazing thing that Jesus loved us so much that he was willing to go through the agony and the shame and the indignity that we have been talking about in our recent lessons. And as amazing as it is, the fact of the matter is that's how special you are to the Lord. And we all are. And it is amazing. But he does love us. And indeed, this song expresses that idea, I think, in a very grand way. I'd like us to sing number 186, I Stand Amazed. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden, he prayed not my will but thine. He cried with tears in his sorrow, and sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful in my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Number 580, 580. We talked this morning about the fact that Jesus, of his own free will, went to the cross and stayed on that cross. He was arrested by the Jewish authorities, but that's not why he ultimately was crucified. The nails were driven into his hands and his feet, but the nails were not what kept him on that cross. It was his own decision to carry out the Father's command, to carry out the Father's wishes, and to be that sacrifice for us. And that's why Jesus allowed himself to be arrested and did not call forth 10,000 angels to come to his rescue. That's the reason why Jesus allowed his back to be scourged and did not call 10,000 angels to his rescue. That's the reason why Jesus allowed himself to be nailed to that cross, and he stayed on that cross, enduring the shame because of his love for us and his desire to do the will of God. And indeed, he could have called 10,000 angels, but he did not. And thank God and thank Jesus that indeed he carried out the plan of God. They bound the hands of Jesus in the garden where he prayed. They led him through the streets in shame. They spat upon the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, "Crucify him, he's to blame." He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me. Upon his precious head they placed a crown of thorns. They laughed and said, "Behold the King." They struck him and they cursed him and mocked his holy name. Then all alone he suffered everything. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me. To the howling mob he yielded. He did not for mercy cry. The cross of shame he took alone. And when he cried, "It's finished," he gave himself to die. Salvation's wondrous plan was done. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me.
I'd like you, if you will, to turn to number 159 and mark that, number 159, "When My Love to Christ Grows Weak." And we're going to sing that song immediately after we sing number 189, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." I think one of the things that contemplating the sacrifice of Jesus does, it absolutely makes us think about our own life and about our own failings. But more than that, it motivates us. Because when our faith is weak and we go to the cross of Jesus and think about him on the cross, that can't help but just bolster our faith. Because if Jesus could be so strong and endure what he endured for me, how can I not but keep on for him? And when we're having problems in this life, we need to always think about the cross. These songs, these two songs that we're going to sing back to back, they remind us of that. And so I think it's important for us throughout our lives, throughout every day of our lives, especially when we're weak, to be sure that we survey the cross of Christ. We'll start with number 189.
this gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my Lord. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flowing down. Did such love compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. When my love to Christ grows weak, when for deeper faith I seek, then in thought I go to thee, Garden of Gethsemane. There I walk amid the shades, while the lingering twilight fades, his offering, friendless one, weeping, praying there alone. When my love for man grows weak, when for stronger faith I seek, Hill of Calvary I go, to thy scenes of fear and woe. There behold his agony, suffered on the bitter tree. See his anguish, see his faith, love triumphant still in death. Then to life I turn again, learning all the worth of pain, learning all the might that lies in a full self-sacrifice.
Number 174. the death of Jesus, as amazing as it was, would have meant nothing had he not risen from the grave. It is the resurrection of Jesus that gives the victory. And it is because Jesus broke open those bars of death that we can look death in the eye with absolute confidence, not in ourselves, but in the power of our Savior and His resurrection. And we can have confidence not just in the fact that Jesus in the past was raised, but we can have absolute confidence in the fact that one day we as His people will be raised to sit with Him in heavenly places. In fact, it is that confidence in Jesus' resurrection and then our own future resurrection that allows us to live even now as if we already were resurrected with Him. I'd like us to sing this song, Christ Arose. I'd like us to sing all three verses softly all together and then sing the chorus at the end. Lo, in the grave He lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Vainly they watch His bed, Jesus, my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus, my Lord. Death cannot keep His prey, Jesus, my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave He arose with a mighty triumph for His foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign. He arose, He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Thank you for singing those songs with me tonight. Indeed, if you believe that Jesus Christ arose from the dead, you can have life in His name. And I wonder if tonight there is someone who has not named the name of Jesus, has not named the name of our resurrected Lord. He is the answer to all of your problems. And when you are weak and when you are struggling, it is your reflection upon His death on the cross that will buoy your strength and lift you up and enable you to face life. And indeed, it is an amazing thing that Jesus loved us enough to be our Savior. But what a Savior He is. If we can help you tonight to render obedience to Jesus Christ, let that be known. While together we stand and sing this song of encouragement.